Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. A high school graduation trip versus an international project. What's the difference? You can find out with just one question. Who planned it? In the autumn of 2019, a group of high school students organized an 8-day overseas learning journey entirely on their own. They chose to walk the Kumano Kodo, a pilgrimage route that has been walked for over 1,000 years. Along with the Camino de Santiago in Europe, it is one of only two pilgrimage routes in the world inscribed as UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Those who complete both are given the title Dual Pilgrim. They didn't choose a popular shopping city. They chose this landscape, one capable of holding together hiking, budgeting, route planning, and cross-cultural understanding, all at once. The entire project ran for more than 3 months. Each student carried a defined role, and each designed their own individual research project. They booked their own tickets, arranged their own insurance, calculated their own budgets. Out in unfamiliar mountains, they walked 3 to 7 hours every day. Some went hungry, some came back sunburned or injured. But what I most want to say is this. This cannot be romanticized. Taking young people into mountains in a foreign country and actually making it work requires a fully intentional system of safety governance. Twice daily check-ins, a minimum unit of 2 persons at all times, no one permitted to move alone. It demands real risk management, real adult commitment, and real money. Passion alone is not enough, and yet, when you truly place a difficult, failure-prone task in front of young people, and you stay beside them as they work through it, what grows in them very often exceeds anything you had originally imagined.